All right. So I'm going to call on Lona and then Benito, and then we're going to go to a vote on tabling unless there's a different motion that someone wants to put on the floor as to how to proceed. So go ahead, Lona.
Hi. First of all, I did not take her intention to make a motion because she did not say I moved. She said I would support a motion to table. So that's exactly what she said to, excuse me, that may have been your understanding, but it was not. I didn't understand that. To the point of the discussion, I wanted to say, Janet, I read the information that was given about the other proposal and the difference between how many bylaws would be violated to do it one way or the other, and having and totally understood and really appreciate the scholarship that went into putting it together. I think, however, I would love to call the question for the motion that I thought was already passed by the election committee in its last meeting. So I'm like in Oz or Never Never Land because I don't really understand. Anyway, so I would really move to call the question.
Okay, Benito.
Well, first of all, I would ask for clarification on what question.
I moved to call the question.
However, wait a second.
Yeah, I apologize.
However, I have a motion which is a variation on a theme, and which I just sent to everybody, and I'm going to read it. Given that much remains to be resolved regarding the elections issues and process, and time is of the essence, I move that the members of the Governance Committee present on this joint meeting of the Election and Governance Committee vote to include the members of the Elections Committee present on this call in tonight's Governance Committee meeting so that they can participate in a non-voting basis in the same way that the Governance Committee members have participated in their last few meetings. I would just add, I don't have a problem with everybody voting. I know that Bob, knows the bylaws much better than I do, and so I'm not. That's cool with me. You know, either way it goes. My point is that we need to continue this, like Serene said. We need to continue this conversation, and it's more than likely tonight is not enough. We're going to have to schedule an additional meeting, but at the very least, let's continue with what we got.
Okay, so
point of order. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Point of information. This is Jim. Benita, where did you send your email?
Well, I sent it right now, a second ago.
Oh, I
it takes a while for it to go through everybody. It just takes a while. It delivers one per minute or something. So, point of order with Benito's motion.
Yes.
I participated in one joint committee meeting, and only the members of the election committee got to vote. And I think I missed the second meeting, and so now this is the third meeting. I'm not saying I disagree with everybody voting, but I'm saying if that language is part of the motion, at least
it's
based
not.
On what I know, it's incorrect.
No. If I can clarify.
Go ahead, Benita.
Yeah. That was just an editorial comment on my part. My motion is saying is requesting that the members of the Governance Committee vote to include the members of the Elections Committee in our meeting, which is due to start a few minutes ago. That's all. And that they participate on a non-voting basis, just like we from the governance have participated in on a non-voting basis.
You're saying non-voting.
I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
One is a parliamentary inquiry about exactly where we are right now. And depending on the answer to that question, I may have a question for Benito regarding his motion.
Okay, yeah, I was actually just going to give my take on it. This is obviously an unusual situation. It's extremely rare to have two committees meet together. So what I think would be sensible and kind of meet everyone's need to be heard and air the issues is if we first vote on Benito's motion up or down, and if it's yes, I'm sorry, let me clarify. The we would be the governance committee members on this call would first vote on Benito's motion because they're the only ones with the authority to invite the elections committee people onto their call. And then if the answer is yes, I think that moots the question of tabling because, or at least it certainly changes the picture as far as whether there's an openness to allowing us to continue the conversation, you know, in a slightly different role. So hold on, let me just finish.
Point of order, please.
Yeah, what's your point of order?
Point of order is that if I understood you correctly, you accept it and put into record that I don't remember her name actually made the motion to table.
Right, Carolyn.
And you asked for, let me finish, please, and you asked for permission that I say what I had to say and then Benito had said what he had to say. And I don't understand in terms of from a parliamentary point of view how the fact that he put forth another motion in his speech would override a motion to table.
It's a fair question. This is a very unusual situation because there's two committees, and there's no rule book for how two committees function when time runs out, you know, that everyone agrees we haven't finished the discussion. So the question is
this is George.
Go ahead, George.
In fact, the time for the elections committee meeting is up. It's been more than an hour. So in principle, what has to happen is that you take a vote on whatever's on the floor, and then we move into the governance committee. The governance committee, I suppose, could move to extend time, which is basically what Benito is. The governance committee could do what Benito says, essentially, and people could stay on the call. We could continue the discussion. That seems to me to be the most sensible way to proceed.
Yeah. And I had a point of order, too.
I had asked for the floor.
I didn't hear you, Serene, but I heard John first and then Serene.
Yeah, just a quick point. Basically, I support the spirit of Benito's suggestion, but I would just say that as a member of the governance committee, it seems a little haughty or arrogant or something for the few of us that are here from governance to decide the future of the governance meeting. That's really for the whole body of governance. But that's just a quibble. I basically support the idea. I think the discussion, as long as it's lively, we're all here, it would be useful to move it forward. So I basically agree with George as well. I think we should just finish up, just follow George's suggestion,
right,
and then move into the other phase where we flip the voters and everybody keeps talking.
Okay, so Serene, and then let's try to decide something. Go ahead.
Okay, so my question about Benito's motion, since it seems we are discussing it, if we flip now and move from an elections committee meeting, you know, where governance is our guest, and flip to a governance committee meeting where elections are the guest, who gets to vote and how do we resolve this tonight?
Benito?
I would assume that the governance committee folks vote. And I guess that would be recommendations to elections when they next meet, you know. I mean...
Okay, so I'm going to vote against.
Yeah, I'm not. I think Serene raises some good questions.
I'm going to vote against your motion because
Georgia, the voter.
Let me finish. They're governance people who may not come tonight.
I move to extend the time.
Okay, hang on, folks. Just let Serene finish, and then I'll hear George's point.
They're governance people who may not have joined the call tonight because they assumed there was going to be a non-voting meeting as far as governance was concerned on this topic. So to flip it now in midstream is not fair to them. On the other hand, Wenger is saying that, those of us who are from governance on the call are not in a position to make a decision about tonight's meeting. Well, who else is going to make it but the people who are on the call from governance? And I believe we have a quorum.
Yeah,
I mean,
a quorum.
You know, I just... It's
Alona, to the snack?
I have a point of order.
Just give me less than a minute, please. It is 10:16. Governance is not going to accomplish anything tonight. We can try to finish this discussion. Otherwise, we may as well call it a night for both committees, because I don't know what's happening right now.
Okay,
George. Loan it to the staff.
All right, right now I'm just hearing George's point of order.
Okay.
Sorry.
Bob, the meeting for the Elections Committee is over. It's run out of time. It was a time certain for 1 hour. There is a quorum of the Governance Committee here. There was a quorum before. I think what you need to do is to conclude the election.
Let's turn it over to the governance, and
Benito is a member of that, which can vote on whether or not we're going to vote on an agenda, first of all, anyway, and the agenda could be, and probably will be, I don't know, but in any case, it's really up to the Governance Committee, and time is up on the Elections Committee. So that's what I think has to happen at this point.
Okay. I think in the interest of time, I'm just going to go with George's suggestion. Our time as elections has run out, and so I think I really just want to turn the meeting over to him.
Can't hear you.
I said I will turn the meeting back over to George as Chair of Governance, and, you know, with a plea that you include the Elections Committee people in any further discussion, which I hope can happen tonight.
Okay. The first item, we don't have any minutes, so the first item is to set an agenda. Benito, would you like to make your motion again?
Point of order.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Point of order.
What's your point of order?
I'd like a quorum check for governance, please.
It doesn't make any difference whether there's a quorum here now or not. There was a quorum before.
But excuse
if you'd like
me.
A quorum check, I can
I'd
do
like
it.
I'd like a quorum check, please.
Lona Elias.
Present.
Mal Bernstein. Adriana Kasanevic. Marielena Castellanos. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Vanessa Gibson-Briggs.
I'm sorry. Kasne present. I was muted, so I'm sorry.
Okay, got you. William Heerwagen, Kim Kaufman, Pat Logan, Tony Norman.
Present.
Andrea Pritchett. Myself. Lawrence Reyes. Serene Roberts.
Present.
Lawrence, Nancy Savara Naratomi.
Present.
John Wenger.
Present.
You skipped Vanessa.
No, I thought I called her. Margie Wilkinson. We have 10 people, which is more than we need for quorum.
And Tony, for a point of information.
Yeah, Tony.
What exactly did we have important on the governance before we even entertained Benito's motion? What exactly was important for us to get to on the agenda for governance?
The agenda is out there. In my opinion, there's nothing more important than this. I did put on, there was a motion from William Heerwagen, which has become currently contentious on the PNB, which is who can cancel a committee meeting, or in this case, the PNB committee meeting. However, William's not here, and my own sense is that there is really nothing more urgent than doing this, and I basically would support Benito's motion.
Point of information.
Yes.
When did you send that agenda and to whom?
The agenda is the same agenda as we had a month ago when we made a quorum. And it's on KPFTX, and I put it on yesterday.
So it wasn't sent to the list. Okay, thanks.
One addition that
Gary
I added.
Okay, point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
So what time is the this meeting going to be adjourned?
In 10 minutes.
So there's no agenda on KPFTX.
You can move, extend it, but it's that's the normal time would be to
okay.
10 minutes.
I'm sorry, George. I'm looking at KPFTX. There's no agenda here.
Well, there should be. I put it there.
Benito to the staff.
Okay, but it's not here, so can you send it?
It's the same agenda as for the November meeting.
George,
which is in the
send the agenda to the list. That's what chairs do. What's the problem?
I mean, I already did it. I don't know why you can't see it. I want to conduct the meeting. If you want to find the agenda, you can find it in the November archive.
Will some member who can see it on KPFTX send it to me, please?
William Herwagon joining the call.
Hi, William. Was there another point of information?
Back.
Good. Benita, would you make your motion?
Yes, thank you. So, and like everybody should have it, but or at least the governor. No, everybody, the elections and governance folks should have it, but this is as it reads. Given that much remains to be resolved regarding elections, issues, and process, and time is of the essence, I move that the members of the Governance Committee present on this joint meeting of the Elections and Governance Committees vote to include the members of the Election Committee present on this call tonight, in tonight's Governance Committee meeting, so that they can participate on a non-voting basis in the same way that the Governance Committee members have participated in their last few meetings. And that's the wording. Yeah, but I do realize I wrote it with the idea that I was going to make it during the Elections Committee, so I might need to change two or three words, but y'all got the essence.
It's fine. It's the Governance Committee that has to vote on it, and that's what you're saying. So it's fine the way it is. I heard Adriana.
Excuse me, Lona Elias to the stack. I know
Adriana,
I was asking
Adriana seconded. Green has a point of information, and Lona.
And who else? I'm sorry?
Adriana seconded the motion. Serene has a point of information. Lona wants to get on the stack.
I've got Lona on the stack. What's your point of information?
Okay, so the maker of the motion, is it your intention that the present discussion continue? Because I thought I understood the chair to say that he had something else he planned to discuss. So can you explain
that? Yeah, it was my intention, Serene, that we do continue the elections discussion.
And
I think George has also said that he thinks that's the most important thing that we got to deal with anyway.
I didn't understand him to say that. Sorry.
Well, I did say that. And, in fact, where we are at is setting an agenda. And so Benito is basically putting up as an agenda item what he just said. Lona?
Call a question?
You can't call a question. Is there any objection? Is any objection on the part of the members of the Governance Committee to continuing the
point of information, Tony?
Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
What time is the adjournment for this meeting?
Minutes, unless we extend time.
What
Chair?
Time is the adjournment? Sir?
This is Lawrence.
It's in 7 minutes at 10:30.
No,
10:30 Eastern time.
Second the motion.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Lona, I appreciate your support for the motion, but and I'll get to you in a moment, Lawrence, but in a committee, you don't actually need a second. Good, Lawrence.
I'm going to object because I'm not, it's too rush, and I'm not really feeling this, so I'm going to vote against it. So I'd like to object.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to this?
Carolyn, I'm sorry. I was away and I was off the call. Could you tell me what we're voting on?
Well, you're not actually voting, Carolyn. You're here as a participant.
We're in the Governance Committee now?
We are.
Yeah. Benito,
I'd like to
motivate the motion.
Go ahead, Benito, and then I'll take, I thought I heard Serene's point.
George, a point of order.
Yeah. What's your point of order, John?
If we're going to move to extend, don't we need to do before we expire?
Not really. You can do it even after we expire, but would you like to move to extend time?
Yeah, let's move to extend for an hour.
Okay.
I object.
I called it a point of order, so let me, and you don't get to make a motion when you do that. So And the ruling on your point of order was we can't extend time when it runs out. Now, Benito is on the stack, and I'll put you on the stack, Adriana, to motivate the motion. Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I mean, this is real simple. You know, the Elections Committee has repeatedly made has extended itself to the Governance Committee folks to participate in this discussion about the elections. I think it's only common sense and common courtesy for the Governance Committee to do the exact same thing. I mean, I don't know what else needs to be said.
Adriana?
Yes, I want to move to stand for 35 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending for 35 minutes?
I need clarity about the purpose of this extension. Sorry to be dense. We will continue the elections discussion for the 35 minutes that we're extending?
Yes.
We will continue the discussion is in the Governance Committee at the moment. It's on what the agenda is. The motion that's in front of us is Benito's, which is to do exactly what you said. But a motion to extend time doesn't have to tell you what it's doing it for. It's just a motion
to
extend
time. That's fine. I'll vote against it since I'm not entitled to know why.
What?
And you can't have a condition on that.
Of course
you're
you
only
can.
Such and such.
For what purpose you are
that's fine. There's been an objection to the motion to extend time. I'm going to take a vote on it. It requires two-thirds. Lona Elias?
Lona Elias, yes.
Mal Bernstein, Adriana Castanavi?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
William Hiervagen?
No.
Kim Kaufman? Ed Logan? Tony Norman?
Abstain. That's great.
Andrea Pritchett? Florence Reyes?
No.
Lawrence?
No.
Serene Roberts?
No.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Yes.
John Wenger?
Yes.
And I vote yes. The vote is 7-3. The motion to extend time passes.
Alan says yes.
I'm sorry, who?
Alan.
Alan?
Oh, you're in the election.
You're not voting on this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got confused. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so what's on the floor then is Benito's motion. There was an objection. I'm going to go take a vote on that. Okay.
Could you repeat, point of information, this is Vanessa. Could you repeat or somebody repeat Benito's motion, please?
Benito's motion is to put as the first item on the agenda for the Governance Committee a continuation of the discussion with the Elections Committee, where the Governance Committee folks are now voting and the Elections Committee folks are now speaking.
Okay.
Is that a fair summary, Benito?
Yeah. That the Elections Committee function as non-voting participants in the meeting, just like we did early, just like the governance folks did earlier.
I got it.
Okay, Lona Elias?
Yes.
Well, yes vote says you want to do that. Lona Elias?
Yes.
Adriana Castanave?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
William Hiervagen?
No.
Kim Kaufman, Pat Logan, Tony Norman? Tony?
Yes.
Yeah.
Andrea Pritchett, Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence?
Yes. Yeah.
I got a yes. Serene Roberts?
No.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Yes.
John Wenger?
Yes.
Margie Wilkinson? Okay, the vote is 8-2. So we now have on the first item on the agenda the continuation of the discussion with the Elections Committee. There are other items on the agenda. I'm quite sure we're never going to get to them, but do I have any objection to approving the agenda as it was has been just amended by Benito's motion? Okay, hearing none, then the discussion can continue on the question of how are we going to structure these elections. I'm willing to entertain if either Janet or, well, actually you can't make motions, but someone can make Serene's motion and someone can make Janet's motion, which I gather are the two polls around this, where this discussion is circulating.
Point of order, George.
Or I will simply take a stack for whatever people want to do. Yes, was that Lona? Yes.
And this is Janet K. Point of information.
So Lona, your point of order first.
Point of order, actually.
This is
Vanessa.
Point of information.
Well, point Vanessa, of order.
Okay. So I don't understand why the members of the election committee can't make a motion. I mean, they can't vote, but why can't they make a motion?
Well, somebody who can vote has to put it on the floor. So anyone who wants to make the motions that were passed can do it. But if you can't vote, you're really here as a guest, basically.
I'm asking because I apologize for cutting you off. I'm asking because when the tables were flipped, and I was a guest on the elections committee, although I didn't make a motion, I did make a proposal. And so that was my understanding of how this joint committee thing worked. The only thing that we were precluded from doing, the guests are precluded from doing, is voting, but they could do everything else.
Well, Bob, were you accepting motions from the governance committee members?
Yes.
All right. I'll be willing to do that as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes, Janet, go ahead.
So I assume minutes are taken at the governance committee meeting, and if so, would they be distributed for this meeting to the election committee as well?
Sure. Vanessa, are you still willing to take minutes?
I'm not in a position to do that. Theoretically, I'm willing, but I'm just not in a position to do it. My apology.
Okay.
William, with a point of order.
Yes, William.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand, George, what you said you're going to do, but it sounds like you're going to attempt to have the governance committee vote on the election committee's business, and I think that's a little bit out of order. I don't think that the governance committee has a right to vote on what election procedures are going to be followed. We were invited to listen to and participate in the elections committee, but we can't vote on the elections committee process.
Adriana?
I'm going to rule on the point of order. This is also a governance issue. I don't know what is going to be put on the floor by the governance committee members or, as I've just said, by members of the elections committee. But in any case, we can certainly vote on what we think about it. And as a committee, it doesn't mean that basically, all of this is recommendations to the PNB. So the intention of the whole thing was to somehow get a larger conversation going, and I don't see it's inappropriate to do it here on the governance committee.
John Wenger into the queue.
I heard somebody else speak first.
Adriana spoke. Serene has a point of order.
Adriana, and then John, and who is the point of order?
Serene has a point of order.
Okay, what's your point of order?
Okay. I will again say that this item was not on the agenda for the governance committee. It was on the agenda for a joint meeting. It is improper and I believe also unreasonable and unfair to switch entirely the focus of the governance meeting, as there are members who are not present, who I suspect have an opinion on this, and they're now going to be told that we as a committee have made a recommendation. I'm on both committees. We as a committee have made a recommendation into which they've had no input and of which they had no notice. I don't think that's reasonable. I don't think it's right.
Okay, Serene, I hear your point of order. I rule against it. We have a quorum. A committee has a quorum. The people who aren't here are never given preference over the people who are here. So if we can, rather than spend a lot of time in this kind of procedural stuff, I would like to actually continue the discussion.
Vanessa,
Adriana, go ahead. Adriana, go ahead.
Yes.
Vanessa,
and was that Vanessa for the sack?
Yes, please.
Yeah, and Benito afterward.
And then Benito. Go ahead. Adriana, then.
So you have me in the queue?
And Adriana, John, Vanessa, and Benito.
Okay, I agree totally with you, George. I believe that the governance have a lot to do with the way that what we are discussing, and I think that the idea was just that. The two committees can put our head together and trying to solve this issue. I think that we put it on the agenda, and I think that we can discuss this issue like we discussed it in the last, I don't know, hour and a half or 2 hours. I believe that we should talk about this issue, and if members are not present, it's their choice or their problems. But we are supposed to conduct business, and now we have it in our agenda, and I think that it's time to start talking about issues and not fiddling with procedures. Thank you.
Okay, John.
Yeah, basically, I asked Bob in the elections committee this very same question, and he said that whatever came out of elections committee can be considered by the governance committee, and we can give our additional opinions. Ultimately, it goes to the, he didn't say this, but ultimately it goes to the PNB. That's point one. Point two, I had proposed to discuss some of these governance issues about joint committees, but I agree with your statement earlier. There is nothing more important than the elections, so I'm not going to bring these forward as competitive things. And the third point is, I agree with the last speaker whose name I didn't quite hear, but basically, if the elections are the most important thing, let's take the time and talk about the elections and try to find creative solutions and not spend our time, you know, with parliamentary detail. Let's slip over the details because this can all be revisited in subsequent meetings by both committees and by the PNB. Let's just make some progress substantively.
Vanessa?
Sorry, I'm going to mute, sir. Okay. I agree very much with the last statement and definitely want to try to get to some resolution. What I do want to do is to revisit two ideas. One is the person who on the elections committee or who during the joint committee meeting said that we need to look outside the box. Maybe money is a fact. Money is a big issue. And again, what we're trying to do is address financial solvency issues for the organization and compliance issues internally and externally. So what do we do? How do we do that? I don't think it's feasible to have two elections. I really don't. I think it's an interesting idea, and it would be nice if we could do it, but that's what got us into all of these terms being extended in the situation that we are now. So I just don't think it's feasible. It just doesn't seem realistic. I think it's a well-thought-out idea, but it violates several bylaws, and we just can't afford it. So at the end of the day, I don't see how it will happen. So to look at alternative ideas like some electronic method of voting, you know, as one idea, some cost-saving method that will get us back in compliance in a way that we can afford it. And also, if that's not agreed with, to look at having one election in some form or fashion to fill both sets of terms. And that can be, the details of that can be worked out, agreed to in principle, in terms of having one election. If we have to spend money, let's do it one time, and let's try to solve all our problems at once without turning over the entire board at one time.
Okay, Benito.
Okay, so I agree with Adriana and John in terms of how to proceed. Let's just deal with the content, the essence of stuff. And with regard to that, I really think that if people are objecting, some people are objecting to the idea of 24 people electing 24 folks at once, then how could we possibly, or how could those same people possibly even consider the idea of voting on two terms of elections at the same time? It seems to me that, number one, it would just complicate matters even more, make it harder for folks to understand, and perhaps most importantly, I think it disadvantages people, the electors, all throughout, because I don't see how you could, if people in 1 year vote to elect people in a subsequent year, when that year hasn't occurred, the issues that may come up during that following year could not come, could, you know, haven't come up. And when people are voting in an election, they are voting on the issues that are current and hot at that moment, and the folks that they think might help to push their agenda, their solution to the issues forward. So I think it's highly undemocratic and unfair to try to, you know, decide today who's going to be on the PM or on the LSB a year or so from now. So with that in mind, I would request or move that we put both Serene and Janica's motions on the floor.
Well, you have to put one or the other, one at a time.
Okay, well, I move that we put Janet's motion on the floor.
Okay. I think everybody has Janet's motion. Is that correct? Janet, would you just, don't read the whole thing, but just summarize the essence of it for us?
Right. The essence is that we didn't have an election we should have had, leaving 12 seats that should have been elected in 2013 or 2014. We are supposed to have an election this year, according to the bylaws, to elect 12 more seats. So in order to, say, catch up, to have one election for both those sets of 12 seats this year, in the using the model of the transition to 2003 transition election, where 12 would be seated for a three-year term and 12 would be seated for a one-year term. And I mean, there are more details in the motion. And then in 2016, that would bring us up to, you know, that would catch us up. And then in 2016, we'd continue with the regular 2016 election of 12 delegates, no election in 2017, and then back to the next three-year cycle.
Okay.
I have a parliamentary inquiry.
Yes, good.
Okay. I need to know how I can get us to address the concepts. There's two concepts here before getting into the language of the motion, some of which is way too convoluted for us to get through in 15 minutes, frankly.
Make a substitute motion.
Okay. So I move that we go back to a basic discussion of the concepts.
A substitute motion would be a specific motion which would replace her motion.
Well, I can move my own motion, but that's not the point. I'm saying I think our approach is wrong. We don't need to get into the details of any given motion. We need to understand which direction we want to go in. Then the language can always be formulated or adjusted to suit what we decide.
Well, Serene, to answer your question, my sense would be the best way to do that would be to simply make your motion as a substitute motion.
I move my motion.
Okay. So now the way this works is you can discuss either one, okay? We'll vote on Serene's substitute motion, and you can amend either one. So you can tweak the wording. So it seems to me we're in a situation where we can actually resolve this if we can come to an agreement.
Janet K., point of order.
Yes, go ahead.
Would Serene read her motion into the record?
Yes, please give us the essence of your motion.
Not the essence, the whole motion, please, into the record.
Okay.
That's not a point of order, and the motion, you know,
it's a request for information, basically, and there are people on the stream, and if you would, please.
The people on the stream are best served by the motions being attached in the minutes, which I'm sure, you know, Michael and Nancy will do, or Vanessa is on this committee for secretary, will do.
No, I'm not taking minutes tonight.
No, I understand. I'm just saying, when the minutes are posted, they can be posted with the motions. I actually think the motions are pretty hard to digest, either of them.
Okay, Serene, so you're not willing to read it, is that correct?
George, that's not what I said. I said I think the issue is the approach to the discussion, not the wording of the motion. You're not.
I got that. It was
query.
A request for information. The request for information was... Would you read this, the text
of
your motion?
It makes a request for information. She made it as a point of order. It is not a point of order, and you should rule that.
Okay, point of information.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Serene, if you won't read it, I'll read it, if I can find it. With someone who has it in front of them, would they please read the Serene's motion?
Hello?
And Serene, would you please read your motion?
Mr. Ryder, I'm saying that member's query was statement was not a point of order. Are you holding
it
as a point of order?
You're right. It wasn't a point of order. It was a request for information.
Janet,
resolve
K, point of
that
information.
The foundation shall hold delegate elections in 2015 at each of its five stations. And except at KPFK, the winners shall in December 2015 replace those currently serving delegates whose terms should have expired in December 2013. And further, that the foundation shall hold elections in 2016. And except at KPFK, the winners shall in December 2016 replace the then currently serving delegates whose terms would ordinarily expire in December 2015. At KPFK, the foundation shall hold elections in 2015 where the top-ranked 9 listener candidates and 3 staff candidates shall be seated in December 2015 and serve a 3-year term until December 2018. And the second batch of 9 listener candidates and 3 staff candidates shall be seated in December 2015 and serve a 1-year term until December 2016. And further, that at KPFK in 2016, the foundation will hold elections for 9 listener and 3 staff seats for a 3-year term of December 2016 to December 2019.
Thank you.
Janet Kay, point of the...
Just a moment, I want to just say something about procedure here. We now have, I think, a situation where Robert's Rules is really working in our favor. We can craft these, we can tweak these motions... change them by amendment to make if you want one or the other, but you think it needs a little bit of some changing here and there. You can do it. You can amend either one. You can discuss either one.
Janet Kay.
Having said that, let me just take a stack. Go ahead, Janet Coburn.
I have not seen what Serene just read. Where can I see that? Where has that been posted to?
It's in your email tonight.
We got it as an email tonight just before yours, actually.
I didn't receive one. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Vanessa, point of information.
Yeah, Vanessa?
Okay, I'm clear on Serene's motion. I am not quite as clear on Janet, so I apologize. Just a synopsis would be helpful.
You just gave a synopsis before.
Well, could you do it again? My apology.
Janet, would you be willing to do that?
So there was an election that didn't happen in a 3-year cycle, 2012 to 2014. That election would have been of 12 delegates. The new 3-year cycle started in 2015 to 2017, so there should be 2 elections in this cycle. So... the regular election that would happen, should happen this year, 2015, would be combined with the one that didn't happen in the 2013-2014. It would be one election, so that would mean 24 delegates, and they would be seated, and all seated on December, at the December LSB meetings, and the it would use the 2003 transition model that's in the bylaws, and that would catch us up, and then in 2016, we'd go back to just having a regular 2016 election.
So, Janet, you're saying there would be two elections?
No. One election in 2015 of 24 delegates.
Gotcha. Okay.
Going by the timetable, the regular timetable that's in the bylaws, so seating in at the December LSD meeting.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak to either of these motions?
Yes.
Who is that?
That's John Wanger, KPFK.
John, go ahead.
Yeah. So, to summarize, and some might say characterize, or maybe caricaturize, Janet's motion is putting all your eggs in one basket, and Serene's motion is put your eggs in two baskets. And the reason for putting them into two baskets is because you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket because you're at a point where you can be basically taken over. Some entity, perhaps sponsored by the government, perhaps sponsored by the moral majority, you know, the Christian right, whatever, could make a concerted effort to take over the Pacifica Foundation in one big well-financed campaign and just take us all over. And there's no recovery from that. But if you do it in two elections, you notice it the first time. You lose half in the first time, and now the Koch brothers have now owned half of Pacifica. And then the second time, you go, oh, my God, we've been taken over. So everybody kind of bands together, sort of like banding together against an attack of War of the Worlds or something, and all of the various factions here band together to defend ourselves against takeover by the Koch brothers. Well, I submit that takeover by the Koch brothers is unimaginably bad and worse than any other possibility that's just involving, you know, disagreements among groups of people, basically factions. So that's the issue here. It's a fundamental one. I strongly oppose putting all our eggs in one basket, and I strongly support putting our eggs into a minimum of two baskets. It's crucial. We can lose it here. Let's not screw up on this.
Done. Adriana, for the record, for the fact.
Yeah,
and Janet K., point of information.
Adriana, I thought I heard Teresa.
Adriana.
And Vanessa.
And Benito.
I heard Adriana. Did I hear Teresa?
Yes, you did.
Vanessa?
And
yes.
Benito.
Benito? Anyone else? Huh? Anyone else?
Lona.
Okay, got it. Adriana?
Yes.
Go ahead.
To start with, half of the members that we are discussing, the 12 members, they are, in the last 2 years, they are having, and we are going almost to a third year with those members not going to re-election. The second 12 members that we are talking about, I mean, that situation, our mandate will finish in January 2016. It means that makes sense to replace now the members that are already almost 3 years without being to a re-election. And like the speaker before me said, we shouldn't play everything in just one move. The idea of this electing half and half is first of all continuation, second of all, the solution, the problem of like they say, could be any takeover that could not happen in half and half. I think that it's very clear. We are trying we are discussing 24 members when half of those members didn't finish their mandate yet. I totally agree with Serene's motion. Thank you.
Are we still there? Adriana?
Yes, I say thank you. I'm finished.
Okay. Let's see. Teresa? Teresa?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to comment about the issue of, putting all your eggs in one basket. I was one of those people that was in that basket. I think that if we are careful about doing the election and speak positively of the station and work hard to get board members that are enthusiastic rather than thinking that they're going to get into a situation where they're going to be embarrassed and get fist fights and whatever, that it's definitely doable that we can have 24 members elected in one fell swoop. I'm definitely wanting us to have, to go online so we don't have to send out such really, really thick packets of information on the candidates, because that's what really runs up a lot of our expenses. And I do think we need to be concerned at some time that if we don't have enough candidates and some people quit, that we have the people that are the very, very lowest vote getters ascending to office, and that can be problematic.
Teresa, you're speaking to things which aren't really the motion that's on either of the motions on the floor.
Pertinent
to the election.
Definitely the one where you elect the people to the longer term and the short term. I think Janet Kaye's motion.
Okay, Vanessa.
Okay, in response to the last comment, that if we're really careful. You can't be careful enough. You can't control what you can't control, and you can't control how an election goes. I'll speak for WPFW that, in my opinion, there were two very good organizers who got folks elected to the LSB who had never been involved in the LSB. And those folks had no commitment, and they never showed up unless those two people need a vote. And so you wind up with people who are strongly committed to the station but did not organize the votes as well, and as compared to two people who, were good organizers, but they had an agenda, and they got a bunch of folks on the LSP. They did an awesome job organizing. You can't control how that turns out. You just can't. And I've seen other organizations literally just taken over. It develops a life of its own. You can't control it. So I think it's extremely risky. Despite best intentions, despite best efforts, there's just no way that what force is going to come in and say, hey, this is a great opportunity that these people have fashioned themselves for us, whoever us is, to come in and do that. Now, maybe that wouldn't happen, I don't know, but there's a lot at stake here. I don't think it's worth taking a chance. So having said that, I completely do not support a complete turnover of the board at one time. So that leaves Serene's motion, which is 2 elections. So I oppose that as well. If I had to choose between the two, I would choose Serene, but I don't support it either, because I think that this organization should take a minute to follow the suggestion of the person that said, let's take a step back. Let's see if there's an electronic way to do this that won't break the bank, because the bank is the issue, compliance is the issue, and the bank is the issue. And we're not really examining that. I think we're going down a path of having 2 elections, and it's not feasible. Maybe we'll have the first one, then what after the first one? We won't have the money again, so we'll be right back in the same situation where we are now, trying to figure out how to get out of that mess. So I say look realistically, in my opinion, at doing this electronically or having 1 election that would cover 2 staggered terms. And it is not undemocratic, as Benito said. It is not unfair, as Benito said. I thought those were unnecessary words. Those are, pejoratives, unnecessary. But it's another way of looking at the situation and trying to come up with a viable alternative.
Janet,
Michael Novick,
the
back. Yeah. So I have Nito, Michael Novick, and Janet. Actually,
wait a minute. Excuse me. George, somehow you're not hearing my name. I know that I was before those other three people you just called. This is Lona.
You're right. I didn't hear it. Now, are you after Benito? I thought I was after
Vanessa. That's what I thought. But Benito, was I before you or after you? I thought I was before you.
I don't know, but I don't have a problem. You can go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay, right. So I have Lona, Benito, Janet, and I think it was Michael, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Anybody else I missed? Okay, go ahead, Lona.
Okay. On the particular motion, it's a risk that doesn't make any sense to replace all 24 delegates at one time. My other, what I'm not understanding, also something that Vanessa said, that to take a step back and explore doing electronic, and I'm just wondering, are the two mutually exclusive because we don't have the infrastructure in place where we could do this next election that's scheduled if we did the just 12, if we moved ahead to do the election as it should be for this year? And the other thing is, how do we replace something else Vanessa said? How do we have two staggered terms election that does not equate to simply replacing all 24 people? Because if you open up all 24 delegates for election at one time, these people who can organize and seat 24 at one time can do the same thing again. Hmm. If we hold the election at the same time, that's counterintuitive to me. That's it.
George, into the queue.
I'm sorry, John. Did you want to get on the stack?
Yes, please. Into the queue.
Benito.
Yeah. You know, folks. You know, there are times when there are no good answers. So it's just a question of the least of the bad. And that's our job right here. And so I really think that, although, like I said earlier during the Elections Committee meeting, I was in favor of Serene's motion initially because I did not want to replace 24 people all at once. But the more I looked at the proposals, the more I realized I didn't really understand what was really entailed here. And so that's why I'm asking us to reconsider what we did last month. You know, and I think that although... I think that the folks talking about not, you know, replacing 24 folks all at once is a possible danger. I accept that. It is. But so is everything else. So the question is, what is worse? You know, and it seems to me that it's just as bad to extend the terms of people who already been on the board, on the LSB since 2012. You know, if that's not undemocratic, I don't know what is. You know, I think that we just have to be cognizant of the dangers in everything that we do and pick the lesser of two evils. And sometimes, you know, we have no other choice. So in light of all that, you know, I really do think that Janet's motion is, moves us further ahead, you know, and with respect, again, to the issue of the 24, folks, if for one minute we were to say that all, you know, the worst of all worlds would happen and somebody took over the LSB's, you know, at all five stations during this year, we got to have another election in 16. And if we are if we are really serious, then we will work to correct the situation if that were to come about. You know, the bottom line is elections have consequences, and we are responsible for getting people elected. You know, if we don't do our job, any number of bad things can happen.
Okay, we're out of time for the 35-minute extension. Do I hear a motion to extend time further?
If not, we'll have to... 15, 20 minutes.
I'm sorry, I heard 20 minutes, Benito?
Yes.
Is there any objection to extending time for 20 minutes?
Yes, William.
Okay. Then I need to take a vote on that, and it requires two-thirds. Just a moment. Now, should this fail, what we will do is we will, should the motion to extend time fail, we will immediately proceed to a vote on the two motions that are on the floor. First, the substitute, and if the substitute passes, it'll become the main motion. If not, we'll vote on the other one. Now, just a moment, while I get the...
Here it is. Call it, I have it.
I got it. Okay, a yes vote is to extend time for 20 minutes. No vote is to not. Lona Elias.
Yes.
Adriana Casanova.
No.
Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
William Heerwagen.
No.
Tony Norman.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
Nancy Sabara Naratomi. Nancy?
No, and I'm having trouble keeping awake.
John Wenger?
Yes.
Okay, so the motion fails. It's four yes
Chair.
And six no. So we will
Chair.
Go to a vote on Serene's motion.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
I move to postpone.
I second.
I'm sorry, but it's not in order.
Yeah. Excuse me?
It's not in order. It's a new motion.
Second.
It's not in order. We need to vote on what's in front of us.
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay. So we run out of time. When you run out of time, you can't make any new motions. The motion to postpone is a new motion. And so what we need to do is to vote on the two things that are in front of us.
That is your ruling, and I appeal the ruling of the chair.
I'm defending my my position, Serene.
Okay, good. Let's call the vote.
So, anyone else want to speak to that? It is actually debatable.
Yes, John Wenger wants to speak to it.
John, go ahead.
Yeah, the purpose of taking this, I mean, I had all kinds of things to say in governance, and it is true that with a very, very extremely large committee, things slow down. I made a bunch of points back in the elections committee, ideas to reduce costs. I've not heard the stuff from the elections committee. They've not shared it with governance. I really wish you would immediately share all of your previous discussions and thoughts and stuff so that I can review them, because I don't want to try to reinvent the wheel.
You speak to the point of order.
So the point is that we have not had adequate discussion here, and just as you, George, said, this is the most crucial thing, most important thing we have going for us. I object for us rushing through this. We have time. Governance needs to have a talk about this. We just need to consider the various ways. A lot of people say it's not feasible because it costs too much. Well, I'm one of the proponents of lowering the costs. I have ideas.
John, please speak of order.
We just need to discuss these things more fully.
Lawrence to the stack.
Adriana for the stack.
George,
okay.
This is Bob.
And then
if I could speak on a parliamentary issue from my knowledge of Roberts, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear what you said, Bob, but I think what you said was please speak to the parliamentary issue.
No, I said I would be happy to speak to my knowledge of the parliamentary issue at
so I have Adriana, Lawrence, and then Bob.
And Serena.
Yes, not exactly.
Serene.
Yes,
Serene, and who else?
Vanessa.
Vanessa, yes, please.
Vanessa, okay. Okay, go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, I think that we are forgetting that we are discussing we are supporting or not the ruling of the chair. And I think that it's very clear that once that the time is expired, you need to vote what is on the floor. You cannot introduce new motions. I agree with the chair and I support the chair because it's exactly the way that should be. Thank you.
What did I say was next?
Lawrence,
yes.
Okay, so I'm not in favor of sustaining the ruling of the chair because I believe that, goodness, I'm going blank. Maybe I should just be in favor of sustaining the chair. But I believe that this motion to postpone is in order because what we're saying is that on one hand, there's a standing rule, but I don't believe that we made a standing rule in this committee to dispense with everything that's left on the floor after time has expired. So that's why I'm against the ruling of the chair, and I will vote to sustain the point of order from Serene.
Bob?
Okay. I've read through Robert's rules many times. I've chaired many meetings, and I've listened to many meetings, and repeatedly, both my knowledge of Roberts and the actual practice in Pacifica for 10 years has been that you are right in general. You cannot bring a motion when time has expired, except for a procedural motion to either postpone or table. Those are the only motions that are allowed right before a vote. Everything else is illegal. So those are absolutely in order, exactly for this situation when people are saying, well, maybe we don't have enough information to vote. So that is completely allowed by Robert's rules, and it's often been done in Pacifica.
Vanessa? It's Serene. I'm looking at the wrong list. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so first of all, I completely agree with what Bob said. I brought the motion because I felt it was completely appropriate and because I've heard it done many, many times. The second point is that there's a high level of confusion on this call, and I don't say that disparagingly, but I have heard people argue for positions that should mean they support one motion, but yet they say they support another. So I think folks need to step back, read the motions, think over the implications, and come back. We serve no purpose in rushing to a decision tonight when people seem to be, to me, confused. All it means is that what goes to the board will be the result of our confusion, leading to even more confusion there as though we needed it. So my recommendation, in addition to believing that I am correct in having made the point to postpone, it is also simply a sensible thing to do.
Vanessa?
George, I typically agree with your rulings, and I'm going to agree with you on this one. However, I am moved by the fact that I think that more time should be given to this to talk about the cost-cutting options. Whomever said that in the joint meeting earlier, I heard that. That's what I was trying to do with the one meeting staggered. I did hear Lona's point about it could still be taken over that way, so I acknowledge that I hadn't thought of that. But I think there are other ways to do this, so maybe I think it merits more discussion. I would like to dispense with it. So I would probably abstain. I support your ruling, but I would like to have more discussion.
Okay. Just I also get the last say in this. I think that Bob is partially right. I think a motion to table is actually in order. It's in order even if you're taking a vote. So it would be in order on this case. But a motion to postpone is debatable, and when you're out of time, you can't make a motion late. And that we do this at the end of, when time runs out, as I understand it, is a standing rule. Applies to both, and this is relative to Lawrence's point, but applies to both the PNB and all the committees. Anyway, that's how I see it. We're going to take the vote on a yes vote supports the ruling of the chair. A no vote does not, and in that case, we will consider Serene's motion to postpone. Okay, Lona Elias.
A point of information before we vote, George.
Yes. Yes.
Would some kind of compromise be in order here?
I think we should just do it by the book on this one. But what were you going to suggest?
I don't know. It seems like both yourself and Serene and Bob all are speaking to various parliamentary points. I think that either one of you could be right, and I think that you're saying that Bob is partly correct, but also you're correct. And I also know that, as I think somebody said, the way you were ruled is exactly in compliance with the way we usually make these decisions at the end of when time has expired, you know, in PMB meetings. You know, but at the same time, if some folks feel that we need more time to discuss this stuff, then I don't see what is served by moving forward with a vote. You know, my proposed motion, which I didn't make, or I guess I did at the beginning of the elections meeting, was that I thought we had to reconsider because I thought there was a lot of confusion and misunderstanding, at least on my part, if no one else, a month ago. And if other people are suggesting that today that they're still not ready to vote, I don't see what is served.
Okay. I'm going to take the vote on the point of order.
William,
a yes vote sustains the motion, the ruling of the chair. A no vote does not. And we will immediately go to the motion on postponing.
William is asking to speak.
William to the stack.
I'm sorry, there's no more stack. There's no more stack. Lona Elias, yes or no?
No.
Adriana Casanova?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Pass.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Staying.
William Heerwagen.
No.
Tony Norman.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Serene Roberts.
No.
Nancy Sabara-Naratomi? Nancy?
This is what? Agreeing to the chair's decision or objecting to the chair?
Right.
Okay. Objecting to the chair.
You're voting no. You're not sustaining the chair.
No. Okay. No. No.
You're not actually objecting to me. You're just objecting to the ruling.
Ruling, yes. No.
Okay. John Wagner? John?
Votes no.
Okay. Well, the vote is 7-1. I'm sorry. There was one pass. Was Benito?
Yeah. I think I'm going to abstain.
Okay. So the ruling of the chair is not sustained. So what we have in front of us is a motion to postpone. We're out of time, so we can't debate it.
Sorry, what was that?
This motion to table. Is there any objection to tabling this motion?
Point of information.
Yes,
George,
William here.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Point of information, George.
Yes.
What was the tally? You didn't announce it.
One.
And then two abstentions.
Two abstentions. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, William here. I'd like to say something.
Go ahead, William.
I was trying to do this before. I believe it's in order. At any time, I move to adjourn.
We have ever had a standing rule that you have to vote on what's in front of you before you adjourn.
That is what Robert Rule of Order said.
We can just take a vote on that.
A motion to adjourn.
We'll be out of the meeting in just a moment.
It's not debatable, and it can be made at any time.
Point of order.
And I'm in the subway, so don't ask me to tell you what chapter it's in.
Point of order, please.
Yeah, go ahead, Lona.
Can you entertain another motion in the middle of a motion? I thought we were entertaining the motion to postpone.
We can't. I think in this case, standing rules always trump Robert's rules. And you can't, what our standing rules say is we must complete the motions on the floor. The motion on the floor is to postpone consideration of this. I'm going to take a vote on that. Yes vote postpones, no vote doesn't. Lona Elias.
Yes.
Adriana Casanova.
No.
Benito Diaz.
To postpone, yes.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
William Heerlogan.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman, Pat Logan, Tony Norman.
Yes.
Andrew Pritchett, Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence?
Yes. I'm sorry, I was immune. Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Serene?
Yes.
Nancy Savara Naratomi?
Yes, postpone.
John Wenger?
Yes.
Okay, the vote is 9-1 to postpone. It's postponed. The meeting is now adjourned.
Just a suggestion. I know the meeting's low.
Wait, yes. Hey, Jordan?